special report coming up. Islam has launched the biggest offensive in its 1,400-year blood-soaked history. In the year 2025, they're just getting started. Trump's got a special Oval Office announcement at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on Venezuela. We'll be tracking all of that. We have special guest Patrick Byrne joining us. He's a real insider on that in the third hour. I want to get the phones fired up here after the break and take your calls on all these subjects. We got big developments on peace deals with Russia. I've got some advice for Trump. We got Kash Patel in deep trouble. And so much more today. But finishing up on ICE and the Border Patrol and how they're under unbelievable attack all over the country, people calling them murderous criminals, saying they're killing people when they're not, when they're getting killed. Trump killed all asylum seekers and all immigration, period, from the third world. And the left doesn't know what to do. And then meanwhile, suburban grandmas protest ICE contract in Trump voting Ohio County. So the secret weapon is 70-something-year-old old white liberal women. They're not all like that, but that's the biggest block, but about 70% leftist. These are the Benedict Arnolds. These are the Stockholm Syndrome people that literally support not deporting rapists, murderers, criminals, you name it. And they are the vanguard of idiocy. What will you say? Woman's March, all funded by Soros. Literally, he funds the main march. Releases disturbing anti-ICE commercial. And they all basically say ICE is criminal, ICE is attacking citizens, ICE is doing all this, painting a giant target on their back. And look at how prim and proper they are. They're the good guys. They're nice to the Haitians and the Somalis and the Venezuelans that opened up their prisons. And even when their families, I've seen them get killed or raped, they make excuses for it. Here's the ad.
You will be caught. You will be removed. And you will never return.
Video to a monitor shows the moment that ICE agents.
Daddy, how's your day?
So the ICE agent comes home to his daughter, if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. And he's guilty for what he's done.
Your children. And God. They'll know. You can walk away before the shame follows you home.
Daddy, how's your day?
So Soros is on record funding this, Alexander Soros. So what's happening here is, I mean, I know most of you see it. It's all part of Trump's a dictator. Military don't follow orders. The orders are illegal, even though they're not. Oh, walk away, give up, desert your post. That's what you broadcast. It started this in World War I over loudspeakers. Both the Germans and the Allies did it back to each other. Give up. You've been defeated. It's over. But Tokyo Rose would say over shortwave and AM radio to our ships in World War II, that, oh, America's been defeated. Your sweethearts left you. It's all over. Uncle Sam hates you. Meanwhile, you had, now we learn, a million kids brought in under Biden, under 14, many in sex slavery, slave labor. They don't show an ad about that. No, it's all about ICE is breaking out windows. ICE is making people cry. They don't show you with almost every case. I know those cases, we played them. They're outside of jail. A guy with all these criminal convictions comes out. The jail won't tell ICE they're releasing him, so they stake out. They know he's coming. They grab him. The family's there. They freak out and attack ICE, and ICE just pushes him aside and takes him to jail. Or they jump in the car, lock the windows. They knock the windows out because they have a court order to get him. And it's just crying women. Hey, Biden told you to come here. You got all these freebies. You brought all your gangbangers here. The party's over, okay? So whine and bitch all day, but think about all the death and destruction your gangbangers have caused. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, there is a commercial put out by Soros's Woman's March. You know, they wear the pink pussy hats. And it is a literal documentary on tyranny, on brainwashing, on lies, on fraud. We're going to play it, and we're going to analyze it. But you had ICE trapped in a federal building, the garages blocked, viciously attacked, attacking their cars, attacking them physically, and the media spinning it like, look, ICE is being mean. Oh, look, the NYPD is being mean. When they're out there assaulting federal agents and local police. And it's all part of turning up the heat, all part of saying ICE are criminals, Border Patrol are criminals, National Guard are Nazis, they're coming to kill you. These are trained activists literally paid by the deep state to do this. That's coming up. But first, John Bowne did a report looking at Senator Kelly, who is a literal globalist on the Chi-Com payroll and the ringleader of all this garbage. Here it is.
U.S. Senator Mark Kelly just keeps stepping in it.
My concern is with the service members, that we're going to put these individuals in a really, really tough decision, in a tough place. And,
oh,
and they may find...
Hit pause. Prepare to begin it again. They go out and say they're criminals. They go out and say they're murderers. They go out and say they're coming to kill you. They go out and say they don't have warrants. When it's court orders, different thing for legal aliens. Even stronger. They go out and say all this for the last 6-8 months every day. And then, oh, we're putting them, that's what all of them say, in a bad position. Some really bad, high winds blew him, some really bad allergies. Excuse me. So you've got all this going on and all this premeditated garbage happening, and they know exactly what they're doing. Oh, you're putting National Guard in a bad position because they're getting ready. All the talking heads have been saying the same thing for a year since President Trump was president-elect. The Border Patrol, ICE, and National Guard, because they knew Trump's plan. Trump falls through on it. It's totally legal. Eisenhower did it even more intensely. Late 50s. They're going to say it's illegal. They produced the predictive programming movies like Civil War, where a president's rounding up illegal aliens, so the states fight back, the military joins the blue states, and they march on D.C. and kill Trump. And now Kelly's like, oh, we're really worried about the National Guard and ICE because they're in a bad position. No, you... said when I win, Biden said, when I steal the election, immediately surge the border. You said come here. You gave them Social Security cards right when they got here. You let them have jobs. You gave them welfare on top of it. You ordered the Border Patrol and ICE not to keep the names of little kids as young as 3 months old and just give them over to NGOs. You committed the mass crime. You need to go to prison. And all of you that aid and abet it need to go. But Mayorkas is at the top of the list with Kamala Harris. The borders are. Only visited the border once for like 5 minutes under pressure. So they know exactly what they're doing. Now they're like, oh, we didn't say don't follow orders. We just say legal orders. But you've already said everywhere a million times the orders are illegal. It's all premeditated. It's all a script. Let's go back to it.
Bro, that they did something that is illegal. It is not fair to them.
Oh, let's stop there.
That's why we...
Let's stop there. I want to start it over. Back to the start. Go ahead.
U.S. Senator Mark Kelly just keeps stepping in it.
My concern is with the service members, that they're going to, we're going to put these individuals in a really, really tough decision, in a tough place. And, you know, they may find out, you know, down the road that they did something that is illegal. It is not fair to them. That's why we need presidents and Secretary of Defense who understand the Constitution, who understand the rule of law, and have more respect for the Constitution and the country and servicemen.
Pause. Back in 5 seconds. The Constitution says you give illegal aliens Social Security cards and let them work and give them welfare day one, and you smuggle kids in and disappear their names. They didn't lose kids. They smuggled them in and disappeared them. This isn't by accident. It's by design. And finally, the administration is using that rhetoric, which is true. Again, I'm sorry to start and stop this. Just everything he says is a lie. Continue.
Understand the Constitution and understand the rule of law and have more respect for the Constitution and the country and service members.
Hey, pause again. Back it up. You want to see the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN? Time to get rid of the Constitution? Why asking questions is bad? Why free speech is bad? You're the guys that want the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. You're the guys that want to get rid of due process. You're the tyrants. We know who you are, Kelly. But he sits there and, oh, it's like Lisa James. We won't put up with Trump weaponizing the DOJ. You ran on indicting Trump. She said, I don't know what he's done wrong, but I'll find something and put him in prison. You people are a joke. Everything you say we are is you. Sorry, I'm going to stop stopping it, but it's just, it's hard to listen to this. Here it is.
Law and have more respect for the Constitution and the country and service members than the whims of a president.
They're following unlawful commands from Donald Trump. And
I'm sorry, stop it. Start at the beginning. This is so incredible. I could teach a PhD 2-year course just on this clip. They're following illegal orders. They're violating the Constitution. Is that why the courts all upheld it? We can't deport illegal aliens with huge criminal records? Is it time to torch the Constitution, New York? Your whole party says America sucks. Your whole party says it's evil and the worst country ever, though people like Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib fight to get here. And remember, they never said Trump orders were illegal. They just said don't follow them. No, you did. There you are saying it. They think you're stupid. Are you stupid? This whole thing is a giant IQ test. All right, start it over from the beginning. I know you're smart. You don't need me to analyze it for you. This is just hard to watch. It is in the Constitution that the president can deport any illegal alien he wants. He can deport people that are becoming naturalized if they become traitorous. And what do you see? You know, when Rome started declining, really in about 100 and something AD, fell 300 years later, you'd have senators that controlled the North, and they were bringing in the Germans and the Austrians and others and settling them, not as slaves, but as citizens, and then putting them in the Senate and everything. And it worked for a while because they could then outnumber Romans that were more central or southern. But then finally, the Germans just said, why don't we just take over? The problem is when they did that, it all fell apart because they'd gotten rid of the people that originally knew how to do it all. And I'm not saying Germans are innately dumb. They're not. They just hadn't built a civilization yet. Looked real simple to them until they went and took it over, and then it all fell apart instantly. Well, the globalists aren't bringing in all these third world populations that, let's just say, on average, can't hold a candle to Germans' brains. And You think you're going to do something with it? You think you're going to make some great thing? It's hard to build civilization. Hundreds of societies form and never get to any level. It's rare, people. Civilization is not simple. It's complex. And the problem is, good times make weak men, and weak men make hard times. We're going into that right now. And then hard times make strong men. So the age of the strong man is back. But just recognize where you are. And recognize that before Muhammad came around 1,400 years ago, Rome had collapsed from its own corruption and its own problems with Western Europe. The Middle East had the most advanced science and some of the highest IQs the world's ever seen, and were innovating out of control, incredibly, but didn't want to be militaristic and expand. They had created working machines. They had chronicled the stars, all these new languages, mathematics. Muhammad pops up, and he just knows how to create a gang and take over. And now look at the Middle East and the rest of the Muslim world, a stinking hellhole, because it's about culture. The Germans, high IQs, genetically very smart, Germanic groups, the British, the Scots, the Irish, the Celts. They lived in huts until the Romans came along. They still didn't really adopt it. But then when Christianity came along, they finally adopted not killing each other constantly, like the Somalis and everybody does. And then you have Elon Musk with his giant 40-story rockets landing on their own, with giant robot arms grabbing them. Christianity is the real ingredient for innovation. It's been proven. Whether you believe in God or not, God believes in you. And the globalists don't want a free, open society. They want to flood the third world to bring down society, then use a technocracy above us to control us like the Hunger Games. That's predictive programming. The world that the UN suggests they want to build in the 60s, you read these manuals we've covered on air, it sounds like the Hunger Games. Super high-tech cities controlled by elites with life extension, nanotech, robots, everybody else, tiny population, starving in agrarian areas with no electricity. Jeff Bezos said a few years ago, he goes, in the future, the Earth will be like a national park. We'll have some primitive humans down there and things. We'll all be in space. That's what they're selling. So be aware of what it is. They're introducing Islam, not because Islam's going to take over. Islam thinks it is. They're introducing Islam to destroy the West and open free societies because it's at odds with the technocrats and the satanic globalist New World Order. All right, I'm going to stop now and go to the report.
U.S. Senator Mark Kelly just keeps stepping in it.
My concern is with the service members, that we're going to put these individuals in a really, really tough decision, in a tough place. And, you know, they may find out, you know, down the road that they did something that is illegal. It is not fair to them. That's why we need presidents and Secretary of Defense who understand the Constitution, who understand the rule of law, and have more respect for the Constitution and the country and service members than the whims of a president.
They're following unlawful commands from Donald Trump. And if you're committing offenses and your defense is going to be, I was just following orders. You know, that didn't work out so well at Nuremberg. It certainly didn't work out so well for Lieutenant Calley when he, you know, engaged in mass murder, the My Lai massacre. Someday when the rule of law comes back into the light of day, will have to be tackled. They'll have to be held accountable for those abuses.
When you and your colleagues made that video, were there specific potentially illegal orders that you were thinking about that were the sort of precipitating cause for you guys to get together and do that?
You don't want to wait for your kid to get hit by a car before you tell them to look both ways.
The Pentagon confirmed to multiple outlets that the video is under review by the Office of the General Counsel to determine whether it constitutes improper interference with military discipline.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging. It's very clear.
Regardless, Kelly keeps sticking his foot in his mouth.
You mentioned that you are a captain in the Navy. If you received that order, would you have carried it out?
No.
Kelly's pre-Senate business history has resurfaced amid heightened scrutiny of Chinese influence in U.S. technology. From 2013 to 2020, Kelly co-founded and served as a board member of Worldview Enterprises, a Tucson-based company that develops high-altitude stratospheric balloons originally marketed for commercial and research purposes. In 2013 and again in 2016, Worldview accepted investments from Tencent Holdings, the Chinese tech giant closely tied to the Chinese Communist Party, and subject to national security laws requiring data cooperation with Beijing. Tencent's WeChat platform has been cited by U.S. officials as a tool for censorship and surveillance.
The facts are China has put a lot of money into high-altitude balloons or what you'd call satellite arrays, surveillance arrays, but more importantly, communication systems. But they've also put a lot of money in to deliver a electromagnetic pulse weapon that's detonated and powered by an atomic or hydrogen bomb going off. It's estimated that a 40 megaton bomb, that's a medium-sized bomb, would knock out large portions of the United States if it was detonated around 80,000 feet in the right conditions. But there's more radiation that goes further at night because of radiation that's already in the atmosphere from the sun. And so they would try to detonate these at night. They would have a much bigger effect. You've seen what solar flares do, wreaking havoc with satellites. That's nothing compared to this. And the fact that Biden didn't order this shot down day one, the fact that the Communist Chinese confirmed it was theirs, just shows you what the Border Patrol said. They're not watching the border. They're not watching anything except us.
$100,000 a month as a retainer for Hunter Biden to work for a Chinese entity with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. $500,000 right off the top as a one-time payment to Hunter. And $65,000 a month for James Biden, the president's brother. We're talking about the question of what could Hunter Biden possibly bring to the table.
The fact that this has been going on is important. Yes, the globalists set up China, but by the time Xi Jinping came along, and now he's arrested his predecessor that was working with the globalist, Xi Jinping has told big tech and the New World Order, I'm in charge, and I'm not going to deal with you anymore.
Kelly divested his ownership stake and resigned from the board in early 2020 upon entering the Senate race, placing his holdings in a blind trust. Which begs the question, are we blindly trusting CCP sedition blowhard Senator Kelly? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
You got Slotkin, you got all of them. They know exactly what they're doing. They are literal traitors. And Trump is paralyzed by his DOJ. They won't do anything. But we can expose these people and discredit them ahead of their plan. And Trump more and more realizes he's got to rely on the military. That's why they keep saying the military is going to be asked for illegal things because they're going to foment the uprising. You kept hearing him say, there's going to be a My Lai massacre. The National Guard and Border Patrol and ICE are going to murder a bunch of people. It's that same talking point. They're going to do a false flag, folks. You think the Border Patrol is going to mow down? You think the National Guard is just going to shoot a crowd? No. They're going to shoot up a crowd from a parking garage or a van or a manhole cover. Blame them. I keep telling you, that's the move. The predictive programming's everywhere. In the Podesta plan, they say it's a massacre. In the movie Civil War, it's a massacre of illegal aliens, of Antifa, of leftists. That's it. And we can't sit here flat-footed while this is going on. All right, I want to open the phones up. Patrick Byrne joins us 15 minutes the next hour, so we'll have 45 minutes of calls for law enforcement, for National Guard, for Coast Guard, for anybody that wants to give their take as an American citizen who is active duty right now. Or if you were recently in the military, I want to give you perspective on this. Have I got it right? Is there something I've gotten wrong? What can you add to this? I respect your time and information. I'll try to go to you very quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And we'll be taking your calls in the next segment. But you hear them in the clips. Oh, the Border Patrol is committing crimes. ICE and National Guard are committing crimes. Oh, they're going to kill people. Oh, they're going to kill people. All we see is these federal agents and military being attacked and being killed. It's you, but you think we'll forget that. Oh, we're so worried the Border Patrol or National Guard will be put in a bad position. Oh, we're so worried this is going to kick off an uprising. They've lined it all up. And I know I've been hammering this, but nobody else has been the last year. Now the good news is the White House is talking about it. You got all these former top CIA section chiefs coming out saying the CIA rogue group's doing this. They want a civil war. So you got an internal war within the CIA. That's good. That's a good sign. You've had the left invade the country with a permanent underclass voting class, and it literally taught them that they have a right to be here and commit all these crimes and get all these free goodies and vote. And the left just keeps turning up the heat, turning up the heat, turning up the heat, saying that the federal agents and National Guard are the bad guys. It's all a lie, cut and dry, and you know it. I got a bunch of other news to get to as well. We're going to take your calls when we come back. Trump set with his Oval Office address at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. That'll be covered on The War Room with Harrison Smith today live. The White House is about to have a press conference, too. They get to the shooting and killing of the National Guard and the rest of it. We'll go to that. We'll be monitoring it. But before we go to break, it's been declassified. The CIA and DOJ launched all the fake lawsuits, rigged court cases, all of it. We've battled them. We've got the documents. They're in big trouble. We've got conspiracy against rights lawsuits ready. Already have lawsuits against them. So we got a bunch of the documents. We are fighting on every front. And we need your support. And the products are insanely good. And we have the biggest sale running until tonight at midnight at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide 60% off on all the supplements, the methylene blue, the very best Shilajit, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best heart and cardiovascular detox, spike protein detox, ultimate life force. We have it all. 60% off. Incredible. Never done that. But we want those of you on the fence to get it and see how great it is. If you're going to buy one thing, get methylene blue, the capsules or the tincture. Medical grade, the very best. So good for you. Amazing. Instant energy, no letdown. So good for your whole body. Cleans out your mitochondria. And when you talk about the Patriot apparel, here's an example. Look at this great new America First hat. When you get 60% off on a hat like this, it's breaking even, folks. So that's the markup on the 60%. You get this hat at cost right now. What an adventure to wear it. At thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody should become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel any time. Your $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. Whatever you do, share the live feed now. You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest. It's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyways. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds.
Looking at? Do you have a problem?
You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups just to sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. It's U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Conference. She's coming out right now. She'll give a litany of the good things they've done and then take questions. I'm going to go to your calls very quickly, Greg, Sean, Jeff, Noah, John, and others, law enforcement, military, on this current situation. But let's hear a little bit from Caroline Levitt right now.
Trump's very busy week ahead. Tomorrow, President Trump will host his ninth cabinet meeting of the year alongside his incredible cabinet, who continue to deliver for the American people at a record pace. Later in the afternoon tomorrow, the president will make an announcement in the Oval Office on his initiative to create Trump accounts to give the next generation of Americans a jump start on savings. It will be a very exciting announcement indeed.
See, they keep telling you about the future stuff that will work out. Children and babies. Then you explain it takes time. Not, oh, day one we'll fix it. Again, they want to know the plan. They want the truth. They believe you, but you said everything would be fixed within weeks, which I said you couldn't do, which is a great campaign promise, but it's hurting you. So you have to explain how long it takes. Like, you can't plant a tomato seed and tell your kid we'll have tomatoes tomorrow. You got to say it'll take about a month for this to grow up and start maybe producing little tomatoes, but in 3 months, it'll be full of tomatoes. Just don't, like, if you're going to grandma's house and it's 300 miles away, don't say, we'll be at grandma's house in 10 minutes. Say, no, here's some comic books and, you know, flashcards and sit in the back and, you know, here's a bag of peanuts and, you know, we're going to be driving for, you know, 7 hours. Okay, let's go back to her.
We're honorably serving here to keep the residents and visitors of Washington, D.C. safe. U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf was severely wounded in the attack and remains hospitalized while he continues to fight for his life. Tragically, U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom died of her wounds. She was just 20 years old. President Trump and the entire White House are praying for Andrew's full recovery at the request of his parents and their personal phone call with the president over the weekend. And we are keeping Sarah's family and friends in our prayers during this.
This is live now, but I'm going to pause it. Remember all the media articles last week? Her body wasn't even cold, saying the family was against Trump. And the family blamed Trump. All lies as usual. Just remember what liars they are. Hegg Seth is a war criminal. The military under orders isn't allowed to blow up drug boats and kill people. And the one Republican senator they've got has all this corruption, three DWIs, connected to Chi-Coms. It's horse crap. Let's go back to her.
The entire White House are praying for Andrew's full recovery at the request of his parents and their personal phone call with the president over the weekend. And we are keeping Sarah's family and friends in our prayers during this unimaginably difficult time. Sarah and Andrew represent the very best of America, two young patriots who were willing to put on the uniform and risk their lives in defense of their fellow Americans. Both of them truly embody the profound words spoken by Jesus Christ in the gospel. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Sarah and Andrew are heroes, and we will never forget their sacrifice. That means ensuring the monster responsible for this atrocity is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and faces the most severe punishment possible. It also means reckoning with why this atrocity was allowed to happen in the first place, so that it may never occur again. Here are the facts. The terrorist who gunned down American soldiers blocks away from the White House in an ambush was an Afghan national who was flown into our country by Joe Biden's administration in September 2021 in the chaotic wake of their botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. One of the most embarrassing moments in the history of our great country. Joe Biden's historic failure in Afghanistan continues to...
It isn't about defending Trump, because when he's wrong, I'll go all over him. You know that. You hear the headlines and you see that, you know, you read the headlines and hear it. Oh, Trump last year gave the shooter asylum. The Democrats in 2021 passed a law that candy ass neocon globalist supported, like Lindsey Graham, they passed a law that you had to give them all asylum unless they were a known terrorist. They found 500 that were listed as known terrorists, still wouldn't deport them. Trump's already deported most of them. But this guy wasn't. The point is, because he wasn't a known terrorist, the point is, Trump's now talked about it. He said, I'm barred by law from doing that. Because they passed the law, because he's not a dictator, folks. He's following the law. But that's how they do it, trying to blame him. Horse crap. But being informed makes my brain burn, because the general public hears this and believes this crap. Let's go back to her and we'll go to your calls.
Our men and women in uniform. Not only did this surrender lead to a suicide bombing that killed 13 American heroes in Kabul, but now National Guard troops were shot on U.S. soil by the same kind of enemy. We continue to live with the deadly consequences of Joe Biden's horrific leadership. Nearly 100,000 Afghans were recklessly released into the United States with little to no vetting, There was no regard to the disorder and violence that this questions are going to bring up. Communities and American
heck, Seth being a war criminal.
Reportedly,
because they say so. It's all about undermining the military, undermining Trump. None of it's illegal.
Biden administration for national security, public
safety.
Oh
my God, he said kill them. What do you think that is?
But the terrifying truth is that the Afghanistan debacle is just a small part of Democrats' complete and total betrayal of the American people during the Biden years. The tragedy that we just witnessed the day before Thanksgiving is a reminder that untold thousands of terrorists, gang members, and criminals were invited into our country.
All right, let's stop here. This is live. I'm going to have the crew monitor it. Well, you know the questions are going to be insane. So we'll get to that later. But I want to go to your calls out of respect for the callers. We got John in Connecticut, military 92 Alpha Automated Logistics Specialist. James, South Carolina Marine on military coup, illegal orders. Mike in Alaska, Army on the Podesta takeover. Nellie, Mississippi, Security Force, Air Force. Jeff in Maryland, Armed Security, has DOJ connections. Sean, California Marine Corps on redistrict agenda in California. Chris in Michigan, U.S. Army. Greg, Sheriff's Deputy in New York. John in Florida, Marine. And we got Owl calling in, Navy on Podesta coup. Let's go to... let's go to James in South Carolina first, Marine, on the military coup and illegal orders. James, what do you think's going on here?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. South Jones?
I'm all right, brother. It's pretty obvious right now. I mean, they admit they're trying to coup. I think Trump needs to address the nation.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Marine, a corporal in South Carolina. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan in 2023 to 2026. So it's his home to me. Also voted for Trump both times. And the main reason I voted for him because he said that he was going to get us out of all these foreign wars, forever wars. And that's something I feel very strongly about because I lost my brother. He served too. He was in the Navy, and we lost him in Iraq. And after all that, it was like, what was it for? What did we fight for? What did I lose my brother for? You know, and so that really hit home with me when Trump started talking about that because I left the Democratic Party because of that, because it seemed like that they were just like Republicans, that they just want to go in and just have these wars. But what really is getting me now is it seems like Trump has changed his stance, especially with this Venezuela situation. It seems like, I don't know why he has changed his stance. Maybe the Pentagon's gotten to him, but because we know, you know, that's the real deep state, Pentagon. But I don't know. I just feel like...
Well, let me ask you this. You called in about illegal orders. What illegal orders are you saying have been issued? Because I think Venezuela could be a trap, but it's in our hemisphere. It has been meddling in our politics. It is a dictatorship. I'm never for regime change. I'm saying I think Trump has the authority legally to do it. I don't know if it's a good idea. What do you think?
It's just these attacks on these boats, and we're not knowing exactly who they are, it's just unsettling to me because I know how it starts, and it can start just like this, and it can spark off a new war, a new forever war in our own hemisphere, and we cannot allow that. We cannot allow another war. I mean,
all right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I didn't hear much about legal orders, but I appreciate the call. John in Connecticut, military 92 Alpha Automated Logistics Specialist. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, good. How you doing, Alex? First time calling in.
Welcome.
So I served in a 101 Airborne Division as a Cav Scout, and now I serve in the National Guard as an Automated Logistics Specialist. And I think one of the things you want to see is that, well, first of all, the troops that I know are loyal to Trump, and we're loyal to the Constitution first. And especially here for the unit that I know here in Connecticut.
I was about to say, when I was in D.C., I ran into five or six units of National Guard or more. They were all listeners. And, I mean, they were telling me what I was talking about the day before. They were listening.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And I use that as a litmus test. Like, if they're listening to my show, they're pretty dialed in.
Yes, for sure. And I'm not the only listener here in Connecticut who's in the National Guard as well. What we want to see is... the loyalty that we hold to the Constitution and to the president, we want to see that from the president as well. So that if we in turn don't follow these illegal orders from the evil leftists, then we know that we have the president on our side. You know, we won't.
You want to know that exactly. You want to know, because you notice the leftists are threatening the military if they follow illegal orders. You want Trump to come out and say, "I've got your back." That is an important point.
Yeah, and so once we know he has our back, then we can freely, even though we would do it regardless. But in reality, we have a family, we have bills, we have home,
and you have Democrats all over the news saying, "If you follow legal orders, they're going to throw your ass in prison."
Right. And so
what is Trump going to do? During his Oval Office address, he needs to say, obviously, I've been upheld by all the courts. We're not going to do anything. Why are the Democrats saying a big violent event's coming? Why are they claiming National Guard's going to kill a bunch of innocent people? You know you're being set up, right, John?
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. And so I think where he needs to start is
so let me ask you this. What is it like? Yeah. I've seen hundreds of clips of senior Democrats say, even as president-elect, that National Guard, they knew they'd create the rebellion, he'd have to do this, is going to kill black people and brown people. Imagine you going out and just mowing down innocent people. How preposterous is that? But also, how obvious is that they're preparing a false flag, in my view? But what does it feel like to turn on the news? I played clips earlier this hour saying you're going to kill a bunch of innocent people. How does that feel? Obviously, these are the bad guys. But the point is, don't you see the last ingredient here? They're going to stage something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely believe they will stage something. As well as most of us in the Guard, let me say many of us, we don't even pay attention to it because it seems unreal to us. We live in neighborhoods. We have neighbors. We are real people who live amongst other human beings.
And they act like you're pit bulls. They're going to eat children when you're statistically law enforcement and military has the lowest rate of committing crime and misusing a firearm. You're like the safest, best group, and they're acting like you're Charlie Manson.
Right. Exactly. So none of that will happen on the wide scale from what I'm seeing here with the troops here in Connecticut and across different states.
No, but I'm telling you, they're going to blast probably in L.A. or Denver, Chicago, a bunch of illegals and blame you in general. You understand that?
Yes. Oh, for sure. I agree. I don't have the answer to that, how to overcome it. But what I can say is that we need to see.
Well, I do. You expose it ahead of time. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. For sure. And I've been doing that with my friends and those around me. But what we need to see from Donald Trump is him moving positively toward releasing the January Sixers, those who are, in fact, innocent. And so we can build that trust that we know that, hey, if we do this, the president has showed us in the past that he was willing to bat for us who stand in for the Constitution.
Now, great point. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to John, Marine 7 years from Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Welcome.
Hey. So, like I said, I've been in 7 years. I joined in 2018 during Trump's first term. He was a great commander in chief at the time, and he's even better now. So, in 2019, that was I was training for deployment. We deployed to Somalia towards the end of 2019, and I just want to make a comment on the Somalian people and the culture over there. This Al-Shabaab thing, it's no joke, right? You know that. I know a lot of the listeners know that. But this Al-Shabaab Somali terror group needs to be taken super seriously. It's brutal. And we're funding those people. It's similar to the Taliban. I mean, Somalia is kind of like the Afghanistan of Africa. It's very similar. It's almost worse in a lot of ways. Al-Shabaab is, you're talking rape. You're talking killing kids. There were 14-year-olds that just it's horrible over there. And as far as this whole immigration thing, you know, I'm a reservist now. I was active duty, but I'm so tempted, man, to join ICE because I'm like, I want to see the military getting used to fight this immigration problem, to fight off all these, to start deporting.
Because that's the real globalist invasion. Absolutely. What'd you make if you saw it earlier, that ad, where the ICE guy comes home, he's ashamed of their job? They're not ashamed of their job. This is one of the most constitutional things that the military could do. It's in the Declaration of Independence, like four times, that the king won't defend the borders.
Yep, absolutely. We don't want those people here. They are brutal. They will. You get captured, you might as well, and I hate to be so vulgar, but you might as well cap yourself in the head before they get a chance to put their hands on you, because they will not. They will take your innocence away from you, and it's brutal. Same thing. And
people that don't know, the Somalis and all of them, will take a mother and make her slit her child's throat. I mean, just people cannot imagine Somalia. It's like, it makes Road Warrior look like a joke. You know, like the evil, you know, guys in that fictional movie. It's literally so insane, confirmed. Like people have no idea.
No idea. And until you've really seen it with your own eyes and smelled the air over there, you smell the feces in the air and you just look around. It's like, this is hell on earth. And we live in this bubble. It's like the Hunger Games. I love that movie. The Hunger Games, like we're District 1 in a way, and they're like District 10 or whatever, the war zone that they kind of hide. They don't let people see. And then, you know, we just live in this bubble, and a lot of voters live in a bubble, and they don't realize, like, this world is a lot more dynamic than just America.
Well, let's be clear. For 1,000 years, Somalia was one of the main hubs of Arabic slave trade, the grand champions of slavery worldwide. It's a desert. All they've had is what ships can they rob and what African slaves can they get to sell to the Arabs. It's literally a 1,000-year psychotic warlord area where it is just beyond evil. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It's just people, we do live in a bubble, and we have no idea. Yeah, they're there with their Al-Qaeda flags. And they're funding terrorists all over Africa, killing Christians. And then everybody's pissed that Trump sent in a couple hundred special forces to wipe them out. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Let's go to Mike in Alaska, Army on the Podesta takeover. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, a longtime listener. I'm an 18-year Army veteran. I'm facing involuntary discharge right now over a false EO allegation. Let me break it down for you real quick. Everyone in my, all the troops that I talk to, that I work with, nearly all of them are Alex Jones listeners and fans and Trump supporters and oppose the Podesta plan. But I was one of the ones that successfully resisted the vaccine. I used a religious accommodation request to oppose it and waited it out and finally Congress acted and I never did take the vaccine. But my chain of command never forgot that. And they sent me to a FAD 1 post, one of the if you don't know what FAD 1 is, it's forward deployed, one of the most highest priority posts that there are. And I was sent to a very austere climate, a very austere location.
And, so it's the old joke, we're going to see the North Pole, and that's what I've heard and seen. Hegseth said, you're welcome back, we're sorry, but the bureaucrats are still there, still persecuting him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so they isolated me here, and the new commander, big John Podesta fan, and big supporter of the Podesta plan. And this complaint alleged a bunch of claims that were completely false. All the witness statements said that they never saw me do anything like that. But the investigating officer decided to focus on my religion because I'm Eastern Orthodox and my politics.
Oh, Democrat senators are openly calling for banning anybody from the military that's in the Orthodox Church. Totally insane.
Right.
So that's the politics of Ukraine coming to America.
Yeah, exactly. And the investigating officer refused to allow my attorney represent me during questioning. So my attorney said, we're not answering any questions. They skipped over they went from the preliminary investigation, skipped over the formal investigation and went straight to guilty and voluntary discharge.
So your point is there's a lot of leftists still in there, and we know that. I'm very sorry that happened. What's your overall view on the Podesta plan?
My overall view of the Podesta plan is that this is a Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. This is old stuff. Anybody that knows anything about history, about Marxism, about communist revolutions can see what this is. And it's
this is like fertilizing the ground before you grow the crop of revolution. This is the playbook.
Exactly. It's the NCO Corps is solidly with Trump. The officer corps is about half and half, but the ones that have the most pull, the most influence are the ones that are in on the Podesta plan. I'm sorry, but the Patriots and the officer corps have been completely neutralized. So the Trump is using the military and he's using it effectively, but he has a very tenuous hold on it. All right. So that's where we're at.
Well, definitely they're getting ready to peak. They're predicting that the National Guard is going to do a slaughter, a My Lai massacre, which I've said they would do. And now because it hasn't happened, they're pre-programming, we're doing this because we're worried. I mean, I think it's imminent. I think exposure of it would make them stop, but it hasn't. They're that desperate. I think if they stage a My Lai massacre here in America, that people aren't going to buy it. What do you think?
No, people are not going to buy it. People don't buy it anyway. The mainstream media is, the ratings are in the tank. Your ratings are through the roof. People are going to alternate media. They're not watching the equivalent of Walter Cronkite. My dad used to call him Walter Cronkite and David Pinkley. People aren't buying that anymore. They're just not. So I don't see that Trump's main problem right now is getting a hold of the economy and getting a hold of the Justice Department. All right. And the officer corps and the military. He needs to purge the officer corps of people who are anti-patriot.
It's not enough to have Hegseth call them all in and then they sit there and laugh at him. People think the military is great. The average people are the best there is, but they've had 50, 60 years to put globalists in. General Flynn will tell you this, and they are some of the worst. God bless you, brother. All right, we're going to start the next hour and go in the order the calls have been received with Mike and everybody else, Greg, Sean, Jeff, Noah, Malik, Owl, Marco, everybody. Again, I can't fight the globalists without you. 99% of you never buy a product at thealexshowstore.com. Fine, I'm not bitching at you. Just share the article, share the videos. Tell those you share them with the share them. But if you knew how good our methylene blue is, look at my fingers stained from it, just taking some. If you knew how great the Irish sea moss was, if you knew how amazing our turmeric was, the strongest herbs out there, if you knew what bovine colostrum does and we have the best, you would want to get this. So I'm just saying, take the challenge. We have the biggest sale in our history going, ends at midnight tonight, 60% off store wide. And that includes over 700 designs of ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, many of them limited edition. Look at these new hats that just came in. America first. At 60% off, it breaks even. But we want you to go to the store. We want you to have the adventure of wearing these hats. This is one of the new hats, America first. I love it. There's another one that just says Patriot. It's an awesome hat. Super high quality. Another one says, in honor of our veterans. It's got the little ribbon, the American flag. These are awesome hats. You can get these at cost right now, midnight it ends, thealexshowstore.com. And there's so many other amazing designs. The only problem is I said I wanted the widest selection. It's totally insane how many designs we have. I love that one with the rattlesnake, InfoWars, American flag. It's all there. You got veterans in the InfoWar. It's all there, thealexshowstore.com. But right now you can get ultramethylene blue, all the other great products, 60% off. And on the apparel, it makes most of it. Break even or a loss leader. TheAlexShowStore.com. And everybody that gets anything should be a VIP. Cancel anytime for free. Spend $30 a month. Be a VIP. Get $40 to spend instantly. Special deals, special sales, special offers. So by being a VIP, you make $10 right away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules. As well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the Info Warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, so I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.